is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court's upheld a federal law designed to keep guns out of the hands of people who are under restraining orders from their spouses or partners. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What the court is saying is this is the type of situation where, sure, maybe we did not have domestic violence restraining orders at our nation's founding, but we understood that you could disarm people who are dangerous. And therefore, there's enough of a historical underpinning that we can uphold this law.
It was an 8-1 ruling, Justice Clarence Thomas, the lone dissenter. And that decision could have an impact in an unrelated high-profile case, says former federal prosecutor Scott Frederickson.
Hunter Biden was banking on the decision of the Supreme Court here striking down that law, because he was then going to use that to try and strike down the law that he was just convicted in.
And President Biden's early fundraising lead over Donald Trump has faded some. New numbers indicate Trump and the Republicans took in $141 million in May. Biden and the Democrats, $85 million.
The Democrats have invested early on tens of millions of dollars in headquarters, staffs, and get-out-the-vote machinery, which, after all, in the end, matters a lot more.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato. At the start of April, Biden had a $100 million edge over Trump. That's now been cut in half. The unusual June heat dome persists in a wide stretch of the country from the Midwest to the Northeast. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Dangerous heat will continue to impact the Midwest and Ohio Valley today and peak in the Mid-Atlantic I-95 urban corridor this weekend. Christian Kennedy is working on a construction project on the shore of Lake Erie in Cleveland.
Sometimes you just want to jump in the water that we're working next to. You're moving, you're going, you're lifting stuff. You can get overheated and that can cause heat stroke. A lot of stuff can happen, so you just gotta know your limit.
The heat index could top 110 degrees in parts of the east this weekend.
On the Health Watch, CBS's Bradley Blackburn has more on a new look at pandemic stress.
New data on infants born during the pandemic suggests the stressful environment for their mothers may have impacted their brain development. The study, published in JAMA Network Open, finds maternal psychological distress during the pandemic is associated with lower brain volume in newborns. Scientists say more research is needed on potential long-term impacts.
A realtors group says sales of existing homes fell for the third straight month in May. Wall Street, Dow's up 49. The S&P is down 2. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The National Weather Service warns of potential storms with high winds and hail for the weekend, the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, there was a six-person brawl in the parking lot of the Mount Pleasant Walmart. It resulted in serious injuries and a man suffering a seizure. The search continues for Jeffrey Cluey, a 68-year-old Racine man who disappeared after canoeing on Lake Michigan in early June. A box truck fire in Kenosha yesterday impacted power and internet services near the DQ on Highway 50. No injuries were reported. Plans are moving ahead to restore native vegetation on 35 acres in Kenosha. The area getting restored is near Bradford High and Bullen Middle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball. Five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the eighth.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get 3 outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Cloudy today and a touch muggy. Highs climbing to the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening. Could become strong to severe, packing high winds and torrential downpours. Over an inch of rainfall is likely, with flash flooding possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Day flies by with great oldies, local news, and timeless hits on WRJN with Corey Hartman and Neil Diamond.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to Raglan Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Raglan Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Falling in love.
that's a good one. The main ingredient in Everybody Plays the Fool, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. WRJN proud to be a part of the annual Racine 4th Fest this year. It starts with a parade fundraiser on Saturday and then the big parade downtown. Lakefront fireworks, it all happens on the 4th of July. We hope to see you, fireworks sponsored by Festival Foods and the city of Racine. From WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificates. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
dad said if I could play the drums like the Safaris, I would get a drum set. Well, I practiced. I got the drum set eventually. Ooh. Corey Harbin on WRJN.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't move me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Hits WRJN, originally done by Sam Cooke in 1960. That's the Herman's Hermits version there. Wonderful World from 1965. It's Corey Hartman, and it's news time on WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The first full weekend of the summer could be a little stormy. The National Weather Service is warning of storms for later today and tomorrow afternoon. High winds and hail are possible, the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine prosecutors have charged a 16-year-old in connection with a series of seven shootings that took place over 2 days in December. The incidents, which took place in several locations in the city and county, resulted in injuries to two people. Two felonies have been filed. Police say they have surveillance footage that reportedly links the teenager to the crimes. There are signs up next to Shag Bark in Kenosha telling people what's going on. A public-private partnership between the city of Kenosha and the Root Pike Watershed Initiative kicked off this week, aiming to restore native vegetation on 35 acres. The area in question is between Bradford and Bullen on Kenosha's north side. The project, supported by grants, will transform a stormwater retention area into a prairie. Officials hope that will reduce flooding, improve water quality, and provide outdoor education opportunities. The move will convert the existing dry pond into a more ecologically friendly space. Kids playing at Racine Parks this summer will be a little safer. The City of Racine's Parks Department is expressing their gratitude to the City of Racine Fire Department for providing CPR and AED training to their playground leaders. The training took place recently at the Chavez Center. A statement says the training helps make sure playground leaders are prepared to handle medical situations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today and a touch muggy, with highs climbing to the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into the evening. It becomes strong to severe, packing high winds and torrential downpours. Over an inch of rainfall is likely, with flash flooding possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
you to save 30% or more on things you're already buying and places you're already going anyway. Would you be interested in that? It's our Big Deals store at WRJN.com. WRJN.com. Just click on Big Deals and check out all the great certificates from fantastic local businesses. That's right. Things right here in this area. Start saving today at WRJN.com.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Superstition ain't the way, Stevie Wonder. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That one just gets you in a good mood. Here on a Friday, it's Corey Hartman in for Cindy. We've got another hour of great oldies on the way from Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Rolling Stones, and we'll get hooked on a feeling too on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking. The list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Weakness for a man to be. And we can
just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Supreme Court backs a gun control law.
The court said 8-1 that when it comes to somebody who's subject to a domestic violence restraining order, that it is okay to take away their right to gun ownership, at least temporarily, at least while they are subject to that domestic violence restraining order.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson, Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter. CBS's Jan Crawford says this could impact other cases in lower courts where conservatives have struck down gun laws.
This decision will put the brakes on that, whether you're talking about felons, the mentally ill, but also drug abusers. Like in the case of Hunter Biden, the government has a compelling